Scorpions Avenue.
It's Monet Exchange. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Excited about today's episode.
I am too. We have two fabulous guests in tandem.
We do. And it's discussing their new TV show, a sitcom called The Browns, starring Kelly Mantle and Tammy Brown. Tammy Brown's actually a personal friend of mine. And I have to say, I do give RuPaul credit for thrusting that nut job on the nation, because she is just so wacky and so lovable. I mean, I went to see her one-woman show here in New York, and I wasn't sure what to expect, because like Carol Channing, you don't always know, is this an act? Is she acting wacky or is she crazy? But whatever, I don't care anymore. It entertains me, and there's
I've
no
shortage
of that.
I've never seen a one-woman show. I would love to go see her one-woman show.
Well, she sings original music, and you know it's not easy to put, to do a whole show of original music, especially when half of it's in Spanish and all of it's is accompanied by a ukulele. But she's just so kooky that it works, and she gets to show off her insane fashion sense. She's always had a wild, you know, grooming sense, and you know she's, you know, she was kicked off of the first episode, which didn't have the first season. First, and it did not have wide distribution, but she is.
No, she was not. That was Pork Chop. Pork Chop went home first.
Oh, okay. Second season. Okay, so I'm wrong. But, she did parlay her exposure. I mean, people just love something about her, and I'm still trying to figure out what that is, but we do actually get together in real life and socialize, and Kelly's always been a sweetheart.
Kelly. I've never met Tammy before. I never met Kelly, but Kelly's presence online is funny. She always has a little funny bits she posts, and she's entertaining, and I watched a few episodes of Meet the Browns is a Black Tyler Perry show. I watch a few episodes
of
The
Browns. That's cultural appropriation.
I watch a few episodes of The Browns, and it's really funny. I'm not just saying that because they're here today. It's really funny content. And I love to see this show being picked up on Owl TV, and it's on Fruit TV and other things. So they're doing some good work.
Yes. I mean, Kelly plays someone, a character who delivers more traditional cutting punchlines. And it's kind of like a frequently drinking, catty, funny, ab-fab lady.
Right. Yes, very that.
You know, but Tammy's humor, I mean, there is really nothing like it. I mean, that's why, you know, I mean, like, how would you write for someone who is so out there? But they did. But she, you know, I could clearly tell that she was in on the writing team, because even though, you know, Tammy doesn't necessarily tell, you know, punchlines as, you know, such, she's still something to behold.
She is. She's great. And she's also a very nice person. When you like to work with her, she's like very, always professional, always on time, very sweet, very, Tammy's always been great and really enjoy her.
Yes.
So without further ado, let's get into the interview. Ooh, that rhymes.
Interview.
Welcome to another episode. Oh, you're going to start?
Okay. No, you go ahead, buddy. You go. Did you want to step on my toes?
Yes. No, I'd rather step on your face. But it's already been stepped on so many times, apparently.
Oh, yes, please.
You see, I'm in the holiday spirit, folks. And I am, because I got two of my good girlfriends. Well, no, we've got two of our good girlfriends. Let me be inclusive. Here on the show today, it's another Epony and Irony episode. And we have the two stars of the second season of Out TV's sitcom, The Browns, Tammy Brown and Kelly Mantle.
Y'all. Hello, my friends. How y'all doing?
Fine and dandy, like a hard candy Christmas. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. You sound delicious.
Oh, wonderful. Yes. What does it say?
Tammy, let's do a sound check.
Hello, sound check. Testing, 1, 2. There's a lot of static on my line from you.
Oh, no.
There's a lot of static in your brain, bish.
In the rain.
I will say there is this, Tammy is sitting by a window and there's this lovely ray of light.
Jump!
You guys are
jump.
Listening. Hitting your face and it's making you glow.
Yes.
Hitting your face. Hitting
she
Tammy's
has,
face. Don't get me
yoga
hard.
Glow.
Yoga glow.
I have a yoga glow.
You have a
Bianca glow?
A yoga glow.
Mm.
A yoga glow. Lady Benny has a yogurt glow.
That's right. A yogurt.
Frozen.
How are y'all doing?
We're good. We can't see you, but we don't care.
Oh, you can't see me?
We can see you. No, Tammy,
oh, no,
that's,
there
that's
you are.
Bunny. Bunny literally has the Wi-Fi of a fucking a goddamn Nokia phone. Bunny is a mess over there. I can see you. You look gorgeous. Bunny is just, you know, trying to keep up.
Okay, this is ageist.
Body appropriate.
The blur filter is doing wonders. It's doing wonders.
I will say, you know, in my entire... since being on the show, I met Tammy one time. We did a tour together in the UK, but I've never had the privilege of meeting the lovely Kelly Mantle.
I know. Likewise, I've never got to meet you. I loved your talk show, though. I tuned into a few episodes.
You.
It was so wonderful. Are you still going to do that sometime?
You know, I hope it comes back. With the pandemic, Yahoo closed down all of the Bill studios, and we're doing it from home for a while. Then I moved from New York to LA. So hopefully it will come back in another reiteration, because if anyone's listening, I own all the IP, so we can do it again. But yeah, so hopefully it can come back. Cause again, I would love to do this like in studio and like have like a good old time and actually see and touch people in real life.
Yeah.
Well, Kelly, I'm sure that you were blown away when I was Monet's guest on the show. I'm sure it was one of the top rated of all episodes.
It was so fleeting. I hardly remember. It's kind of like a douche. You were like a douche. You just fleeted in and fleeted out.
The fleet is in.
So for those of you who do not know, Tammy Brown and Kelly Mantle have this amazing show, The Browns. And I remember seeing the little skits before on IG, but I'm really interested in how it went from skits to full half an hour episodes. I think that's very impressive. As someone who tries to do many things and fail at 90% of them, I'm very impressed of that journey from small skits to full on sitcom.
Yeah.
Kelly.
I love how she just keeps delegating all the questions to me. Kelly. We are just as surprised, Monet. We really are. It's one of those things that happen organically, which is my favorite thing to happen. Mm. Literally, Tammy telephoned me one day and said, I'm creating content with this up and coming creator, director, wonderful person, John Mark, and his brother, Gabe, who's our DP.
Wait. You lost me. Tammy called and you picked up?
Well, I know.
Yeah. I know. Hello. We're good friends. One of my best friends in the industry. You might be my favorite transvestite, but she's one of my best friends.
Oh, are you trying to say that I'm not non-binary? What? Are you trying to say that I'm not non-binary and that I'm a lowly transvestite compared to Kelly Mantle?
Be careful.
Lady Bunny is a gay, bisexual, transgender lesbian, honey. She's all the above. Because God knows she'll eat anything with a sneeze guard over it. You know, she doesn't care.
Not a sneeze guard. No, I need a cough guard during COVID. I've raised my standards.
Yes, yes. It's good.
Well, so, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead. You're telling us about how the show...
So, yeah, they asked me to come play. And I had no idea what was happening. So I grabbed a bottle of wine, a bag of weed, and a wig. And I showed up. And Sheila and the Browns was born. And yeah, all of our first seasons were completely improvised. Like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
What?
Yeah, completely. It's like Curb or like a Christopher Guest film.
Completely improvised, for real?
Completely improvised. We would give skeletal, like, in this scene, we want Tammy and Sheila to have this happen, action. And everything just flies out of our mouth, and some things go in, and, you know, yeah. Yeah, so that's how it all started. And then John Mark shopped it around, OutTV picked it up, and this last season, the second season, it's a little more scripted, but we still left room for improv, so it's kind of a combo.
Work.
And when you say left room for improv, I'm imagining that means that Tammy can't learn her lines, so she just blurts out any of the insane garbage that she sometimes records as songs.
Yes.
I learned all of my lines. I followed script. They were breathing so hard down my neck. I said, well, I better do what they say. I don't want to get fired from my own show.
Can you imagine?
Well, I also have a question. So, Tammy, is the Browns loosely based off of any part of your life or a home life, or is it all completely fictional?
It's all completely fictional. I mean, I'm playing a mother to an adult 21-year-old,
which is real.
And then my best friend here, Miss Sheila, a crazy alcoholic that we just sort of love each other. And then,
lesbian,
of course, I have my
lesbian
father.
Alcoholic.
Yes.
And then she's a wino, actually. And then I have my father who comes to live with us and who's been living with me for a while. And then, of course, I have my idiotic dullard of a sister
who took over your room,
who's played by Paige Nolle. She's a very talented writer as well. And she did a lot of the writing on this Brown series.
And so, I've only seen the beginning of season two. How does the beginning of season one? You're a singer who is perhaps a little later in years.
But her
and you
son
have
a, is a viral TikTok star.
Right. Who Kelly's character, what is the name?
Sheila.
Sheila is trying to between drinks and so Sheila is your manager. And
best friend, manager,
lesbian and alcoholic, and she has some crazy capers involving you. She's also a little devious because she's actually trying to manage your son in the first episode of season two.
Correct. And of course, per usual, everything's going to run amok. The train is going to go off the tracks with Miss Sheila managing at 50%.
Yeah, Sheila gets 50%. Because, see, Sheila, people don't know this, but she has a failed country music career. She used to be a backup singer for Dolly Parton.
Oh,
but
okay.
She tried to make out with Dolly one night because she heard that Dolly was gay and Dolly wasn't having it. So Sheila was fired from Nashville. And she moved to L.A. and became the manager of Tammy Brown.
She also sang backup for Shelley West.
I don't know who Shelley West is. Is it Shelley West, anywhere close proximity to Loretta Lynn? I know Loretta Lynn.
You know Loretta.
Yes.
Loretta Lynn. I mean, they're, you know, what is it? Jose Cuervo, You Are Always on My Mind, Shelley West.
Yeah, well, Tammy, I mean, you're just drawing blanks here.
Well, that's okay. Maybe you just get on your little Wikipedia and Kelly can sing a duet. I used to live in a two-room apartment.
Kelly is Southern, I'm guessing.
Myself and Sheila both are Southern. Yes, I'm from Oklahoma, born and raised.
Oh yeah, but girl. Every time Kelly talks, aside from acting, you hear in this interview, you hear that slight bit of a little Southern twang up in there, just a little something bit. Up in there.
She's a little country.
Buddy's just a cunt.
It's right. It's more pronounced in the show as Sheila, but Tammy is also from Texas, although she doesn't have much of an accent because not many people would talk to her growing up.
That's true. Well, where I'm from in Texas, we kind of have y'all.
Okay.
But Tammy, you must be near the border. You must be near the border in Texas because you speak Spanish and record music in Spanish.
But the reason I speak Spanish is because I lived in Mexico for a lot of my life. It's not because I was down there in Matamoros where they found that guy's head in the cauldron. Or cauldron, okay, well
there's no need to snap at me. I was just trying to be conversational. So,
hey, don't start me with Matamoros. It means more killer. And that's sitting up in the Catholic Church in Mexico City.
Okay, thank you. I came. Right. So you have a song in this show, Porta Potty Prostitute. Is that an actual song or is that just a play song? Because it does, the title does remind me of some of your other award-winning song titles that you perform all over the country in your award-winning one-woman show, Tamantha. Yeah.
All around the world, baby. Miss Lady Bunkies. No, but that was in season one, Porta Potty Prostitute, which believe it or not, Kelly was the catalyst to that song.
I would love to know
and
more.
Then, but we should talk about the new song, See You in the Magazines. Then there's also Daddy Issues.
I heard that one.
Daddy Issues.
Get the tissues.
Issues.
Well, there
issues.
Is a tissue
issues.
Lyric in it, Tammy. Am I more familiar with your own
there
material
is.
Than you are? Am I more
Am
material
I
familiar with your damn material than you are? I was trying to sing along.
Well, you seem to be doing a great job.
How am I a catalyst to Porta Potty Prostitute?
Yeah, I'm dying to know.
I know, me too.
Well, back in the day, I had invited one of those gigolos to come see me, not knowing he was a gigolo.
Oh, yeah. Tell the story.
You know how I'm a romantic in a sense, a romantic in everything I do. And I said, well, we'll invite you down here to come hang out with me and do one of my music videos and yada, yada, yada. Well, he gets here and then he just refuses to hang out with me. And, you know, owes me money for my plane. I mean, he could have paid me back for the plane ticket and this and that. And I was like, why did I bring you if you're just going to run around over there in WeHo, West Hollywood, you know? And I told Kelly what was going on. And take
I took matters into my own hands, you know. I called him up and I said, if you don't get her money back, Venmo'd or PayPal'd within 30 minutes, we're going to be coming down to WeHo and give you a little visit. Because that's the way I roll. Find your face in the gravel. If you don't send her money, because you know.
Oh, I love
people.
That Kelly is rough trade, honey. Yes. Kelly's not fucking around.
Girl, you know all I date is rough trade. Shit. I got my peoples that'll show up and do the do. So that money was in her account within about 5 minutes.
Work.
The 16th. And she, can you believe she called him there at the Abbey?
Right.
Nothing good happens at the phone. Let me tell you something. Okay, I am new to LA. I am going through. Okay, I'm not a big club person, but when I, you know, if some of the girls come in town, they're like, well, let's go out for a drink. And you go out to these bars. I'm feeling 32 and I just don't enjoy the bars in LA. Is that, am I crazy?
Well, no. Take heart because you look 42.
Okay, you got some fucking nerve, Methuselah. Sit your ass down, bitch.
Oh shit.
Well, I have to say, Monet, I have some of the same issues. I don't really enjoy going out. It's kind of like, okay, you know, some of it's like frou-frou nanas or whatever. Who cares if you make a pineapple
upside
down cocktail?
It's all about finding the right bar to go to, because there are some really groovy places downtown, like super chill, like underground that you would never even know was there. Ooh. And they've got like cool smooth jazz going or some like, you
I'm
know,
into that.
Poetry. Oh yeah. So if you're like, because I'm the same, I'm all about the chill vibe. So I'm like,
yeah, I like to chill. I like to
roll
chill.
Roll a joint, honey, go down to one of those bars, sit and listen to some beat poetry. I mean, ooh, there's some really cool
okay,
shit
Kelly, I need to chill with you. See, yes, that sounds
girl.
Like a good time.
Yes, I'll take I'm you into out that. Downtown. Yeah.
There's also the offbeat bar does that wonderful exposure drag.
Exposure drag? What's exposure drag?
Place to hang out. Exposure okay. drag is the theme of the party, and they're just a fun group. They play awesome disco. The DJ's top notch. Thank boy. And it's just a really nice environment. I mean, I say that's a good place. The okay. offbeat bar, exposure drag. The name of the bar is offbeat bar. The evening is exposure right drag. They're on Monday nights. I mean, then there's the act bar and all that stuff, if you like that. You're seeming to not really be a WeHo person, which I'm kind of understand that as
right,
well.
Right, honestly. And maybe
I mean, all of these places sound very interesting. Can I get COVID there?
You know what? You can get a free COVID test at the airport.
And Bunny likes to get it up her ass.
I really like
they,
COVID.
They try to swab her nose, and Bunny literally refuses to do the nose swab. She prefers
COVID.
The anal one.
We didn't even really get into this, but of course, you know, like Monet, you are both Kelly and Tammy Brown, Drag Race alums, and I was reading an interview that said that, you know, you actually knew a bunch of the other Drag Race LA alums who would go on to be Raja, Delta, you know, from the LA Raven. Drag scene. Is that where you know Tammy from also?
Well, who me? Oh,
Kelly.
I don't know if I can call myself a Drag Race alum because I was only on one episode. But, you know.
Well, so was Tammy.
Well,
so was Tammy.
That's true. That's true. yes, but a lot of us knew each other pre-Drag Race, obviously. Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, here in LA, Willem and I were running around auditioning all the time together. We were in a band together. Detox was in the band. Tammy and I met at a drag documentary that never saw the light of day.
So called many.
Dungeons of Drag, or what was it called? The Dead Drag?
It was called When Queens Collide.
Kelly, not anything close to what you thought.
And then Mama was in there.
Something like yeah. that. But Holly Woodlawn was in it. That was my favorite part. That was the best part of that experience, was getting to hang out with Holly Woodlawn.
Wasn't she great? Wasn't she great?
Oh my!
I don't know who that is.
Holly Woodlawn, for those who don't know, was one of the Andy Warhol famous trans performers, along with Candy Darling. So,
have you seen that video of her sitting at the desk and she's opening the drawer and drinking her beer out of it during that interview?
A mathematician, I am not.
Hilarious.
Well, Holly was around in New York in the 80s, so we kind of knew each other then, but we also got to go to Amsterdam with her, and she was a rare jewel.
Total rare jewel.
Kelly,
totally
would you ever go, would you ever do an All-Stars?
You know, lived as a woman for many years. Right. I think maybe you would say gender fluid. I don't know. Would you? Someone once told me that they were in LA at a glory hole, sucking a big dick, and it was so good that they wanted to look through the hole and see who it was, and they saw Holly's face under a baseball cap.
Well, that's because she's a Boricua.
Yes,
she's a Boricua.
Big,
you know?
Big,
yeah, she was a Puerto Rican Jewish. Mix from Miami.
Oh, Puerto Rican and Jewish? Oh, girl, yes. Yeah, that sounds lovely.
A Jew-yo-Rican.
Puerto Rican.
She was
a
Jew-yo-Rican.
I'm just trying to imagine looking through the glory hole and you see Hollywood lawn. It's like,
well, my friend was a fan, but that doesn't exactly mean he was pleased to learn
right.
that. But hey, we've all had our moments at those. You know, at the start. And hey, you know, you're not the only porta potty prostitute.
Obviously.
Kelly, would you ever go back to doing All Stars?
I would only do it if they promised to send me home first again. Absolutely. I would live for that. I would actually like a redemption season where all the first outers go on, and I want to be the first one to go on that season.
No.
Yes, girl. Yes. That's my MO. That's the way I roll, and I want it to be that way always and forever, Alyssa Edwards.
Well, you—I mean, you are one of the people who did a great job of.
You know,
you had a thriving
career. From what I've seen of your talents,
before Drag Race, and you continue to work and act and do the things you want to do after Drag Race. So, I mean, there have some people who go on the show being big queens in their local scene and leaving the show and be, you know, not having that same thing, and they don't have a great experience. But you were someone who, before and after the show, you did your thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm hoping that we've got to a point where we all realize that your placement on a highly manipulated reality television competition doesn't determine your worth or your talent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because God knows we've seen, you know, a lot of people go home early on the show that have huge amounts of talent. And we've seen some people go very far on the show and have no talent whatsoever. So,
nothing.
You know.
Yeah.
I hope we've moved past that point.
Wait. I thought you were friends with Raja.
No. Shady bitch.
So now I don't follow the Drag Race stuff as often as most, but you know, and I don't want to make, I want this show to be about the Browns because I was impressed. It's very funny. It's irreverent. So it's kooky as hell, which you can kind of surmise from Tammy Brown's ass being cast in it. But did you both have some misgivings about Drag Race? I remember an article about yours, Kelly. And then I know that, you know, that Tammy, you were frustrated when you felt something was about, you know, you got into a tiff about the walking children. And I don't know what that shit is. I don't know.
I don't see you walking children. It's an iconic moment in the show. That has lived on and on and on.
It's probably one of the number one iconic moments. Clock the T, spin the wheel, let's make a deal.
Watch your mouth.
Oh, back. Okay.
Excuse your mouth.
So, Bunny, you haven't seen it, but in the season one reunion, Tammy and RuPaul, like Tammy. If Annie was one of the original people to be like, not be afraid of RuPaul, Tammy was like, watch your mouth when you talk to me. Tammy was like big. Like the big bad bow bitch. And I was like, she was the original, honey. I loved it. Tammy was not afraid to speak her mind and speak her truth. Which is
no.
Well, you know, we've been doing this for a while. We're queens. Well, you know, they put us through the meal doing that show, the ringer doing that show. I mean, she sits there, has her makeup done for her. Hi, Raven. Doing a pretty good job. We do miss Matthew.
I disagree. I think Raven is a fucking turning point. I love it.
Hey, you know, Raven, you know, people in your life for a season, a reason. I used to work out with Raven in Riverside for many years. I've been around her life when she was depressed, this and that. So, you know, we did try to teach her how to chant.
Well, honey, no wonder she was depressed. She was around you. You heard me. Yeah. You heard me.
But how do Bunny and Tammy know each other? How did y'all become friends?
We're both insane, so we gravitated to each other. But
we met on that drag.
That's
you.
Right.
It's a miracle.
Right.
No,
I forgot about that drag.
I forgot about that.
But we also kind of hang out in real life and kept up with each other. And I don't know if this is the same guy that you were talking about, whose face Kelly was going to put in the gravel. Apparently, she the rough trade. But now the first time I met you, Tammy. You pointed to a tree next to you, and there was a guy wearing next to nothing up in the tree. You know, and he was very good looking.
Who do you think that is,
Michael.
Kelly?
Yeah.
Yes. And
Michael,
and he
Michael
was,
Avenatti?
Yes.
Stormy Daniels' lawyer?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
You want to see him wearing nothing.
I sure do. I want to see what that dick looked like. I didn't want to suck it or anything. I just want to see what it looks like.
Just see what it looks like.
Yeah, I just want to see what it looks like. Just a peek.
Well, okay.
Well, no, he's not the one in the gravel. He's my longtime, I guess, lifetime, I mean, a companion friend, you know?
I would say that Michael is
right, Kelly? What would you say that is?
He is a creature of the earth, and he smells like it.
and sometimes a musical. Yes. Are we having any new music coming out? I think you both do. Both of you are working on new music.
Well, he's working on a song for me, right? We're working on a song together right now, and it's going to be a Nahuatl, which is the Aztec in language, I guess you'd say, the Mexica language. I've been learning, studying that right now. And we're writing one on the original name of the poinsettia, or Noche Buena, as they call it in Spanish, is Quetzalcóatl. So we're writing a song on the poinsettia, but in Nahuatl. So it's being written. So we're kind
of
more folky,
but an
explanation
of the
song. Well,
that's a great idea, to have a song about the poinsettia that is being written during Christmas and not out. That is a unique marketing strategy. That is truly...
She's going to release that on Valentine's Day. Nutshell.
No, but Tammy, you do have albums.
If you want to hear some Christmas stuff, we have Gingerbread House. We also have Coal on Your Stockings. We have the Holiday Song and Candy Cane Kisses. And of last year, we took my song Blue Mistletoe, and none other than Miss Barbecue is singing it. So there you have it. And it's on the Amazon Prime special, Tammy Brown's Holiday Sparkle. And Sheila is in it, and Michael's in it, but he's not in a tree. He's around a tree playing the guitar.
You have whole albums in addition to Christmas material. Where could people check those out?
The albums you could, well, one of the singles right now is from the album Shoe Bear, which is going to be on the Brown See You in the Magazine, which we're also releasing a video with that from the movie. And you can get all of those on Amazon Prime, iTunes, Shazam, Wham Bam, Thank You Ma'am, all the musical platforms.
Yeah.
Okay. And is there a website that people could check your stuff out at?
Yes, we have planettammy.com.
Okay. So, and you also do music, Kelly.
I do. I'm like the jewel of drag, you know. I'm like, who will save your soul on the acoustic guitar?
Except with beautiful teeth.
Yes, yes, you know. But yeah, I'm recording some new stuff in December, but my stuff is very... kind of, you know, British folk kind of makes you want to cry and slit your wrists kind of music. So, you know, if you're feeling that, check it out for sure. But I have to
makes you want to cry and slit your wrists. So your music is quite like Tammy.
Yes.
No, her music is not like, she has really pretty music, and she had that number one hit single, Sad Like Baby, over there. And one of the
Scandinavia.
Yes, bitch, work.
But I have to say, one of my favorite musical moments, Lady Bunny, is a video. It pops up a lot because I watch it so many times. It's you singing Keep On Singing. Do you remember that video from
early years?
That was brilliant. You all check that out. Go YouTube, Lady Bunny, Keep On Singing. It is such a brilliant little video.
Who was the original singer of that? It was like Captain and Tennille or Angie.
Was it Dusty?
It was Reddy, Helen Reddy or something.
Oh, it was I think it was Helen Reddy, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you.
Not Randy Travis?
No, not Randy fucking Travis, and not fucking 80s Tina Turner, who you are obsessed with.
Yes, I'm obsessed with Tina Turner.
Y'all want to tell you, Tammy, Tammy knows every single detail about Tina Turner's life, her music, everything. Tammy loves Tina Turner. I know that.
And I love Josephine Baker, and I love Sylvester.
Ah, love Sylvester, too, and Josephine.
Oh, wait. You are, yo. You are really down with the artists of soul, yo.
I guess. Is that what you? Hey, watch out! Hashtag cancel culture.
Oh, yeah. Right. I was just listening. Listening to Miss Shirley Murdoch while I was getting ready this morning.
As we lay,
it's morning. And we slept the night away. Miss T.S. Madison uses that on her morning
show. Oh my God, T.S. Madison.
I love her.
Yes, that's so funny. That is As We Lay. I'd love Shirley.
Oh, I do too.
Does anyone, y'all definitely don't remember this, but it's an interesting slice of pop, whatever. So in the 80s, or it may have been early 90s, there was a drag queen Shirley Murdoch impersonator who was going to hotels. This was clearly before, you know, cell phones or, you know, credit checks or anything. And this drag queen was so passable and looked, she, you know, that's a funny thing. She didn't really look exactly like Shirley, but she made herself look like a star. And so she would go to hotels with an alleged manager and introduce, this is Miss Shirley Murdoch. She needs a room. You know, now they would say, well, where's her credit card? And you know, that was in a simpler time. This was on one of the major talk shows, and you could, if you Google Shirley, it was truly one of the most insane thing. It went on for like a year or more, where that's, she was just like, hilarious. All, you know, because this was like pre cell phones, pre internet, and you know, so there was no real way to verify exactly what Shirley Murdoch looked like, but anyway, this was if you look it up, it was pretty insane.
And of course they were going to trust a Christian woman, you know. Well, Lady Betty could have done the same thing as Sandy Patty, but you know, you let the chance go by.
Yeah. But see, that's the thing, is that it's really, 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 really easy to impersonate people who not many know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, weren't those, there was in the 80s too, there was some burglars going around in Manhattan pretending they were Sylvester.
Really?
Oh, I had nothing to do with them.
Well, that's just the truth. Yes, that did happen. There was some burglars going around pretending to be Sylvester.
Before we forget.
So they would steal something and say, you make me feel They would press around in their stolen garments and think, oh, you make me feel.
Oh my God. Before we forget, where can we find Planet Tammy? I mean, so Planet Tammy, Jesus Christ. Where can we find the Browns and for our listening audience?
All right, I'll let Kelly take that away.
I love that she delegates that to me. You can find us on Planet Tammy, actually. That's not too far from it. We are on Out TV. You can go to the Out TV app, give them your gay dollars, your queer dollars. That's very important. There's also, you can go to Apple TV and you can sign up with Apple TV. It's only like $2.99 a month, or you can get a free trial, whatever you want to do. And then it's eventually going to be on Amazon Prime. We don't know when, but eventually.
I love that. So Out TV, Apple TV, and soon Amazon Prime.
Yeah, and you can go to Amazon Prime now and watch season one, which is all of our early episodes all through Mexico and everything. You can see Sheila go into the ocean.
And also Fruit TV.
I've never heard of Fruit TV.
Yeah, in the UK.
It doesn't exist, but whatever.
Oh my God.
Kelly, where can people find your online home?
My online home is on Instagram, Kelly Mantle, or Twitters at The Kelly Mantle. And I'll check it out, because I'll have some new music coming out soon and some character videos and all kinds of fun stuff coming up.
Word.
Well,
there's also the TikTok.
The TikTok-y.
I know, I haven't done TikTok yet. Are y'all on TikTok? I know Tammy is.
I am here and there.
I hate it.
Do you? I haven't done it yet.
It's a lot to commit to, but it's fun. It's fun once you get into it, but to get in the drive to do it is where I struggle.
I understand that. Yeah. But you just got to keep trucking. 18 wheels and a dozen roses.
Aren't you related to the famous baseball player Mickey Mantle?
I am, yeah.
Tammy, not Kelly, but you said I wanted to ask Tammy one question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay,
meant to say the great composer Schubert.
Are you really? Are you really related to Franz Schubert? Oh
no, I'm not.
I was about to say he'd be rolling over in his grave when he heard your compositions like Porta Potty Prostitute. I'm sure you're tired of telling the story, but it is rather an extraordinary connection.
Yeah, he's my daddy's big brother. You know, growing up. He was just Uncle Mickey to me. I didn't really, you know, because obviously I wasn't a big sports fan growing up. And then when I got older, I realized, wow, this guy's like fucking legendary. You know, he's like right up there with Uncle Sam and Apple Pie and Jesus Christ. So But we had a lot in common. I'm a switch hitter too. Ba-boom. Thank you. I'll be here all night. But yeah, he was legendary. He's no, amazing.
I love that. Okay.
And he was hot. Oh my God. So hot. Oh, oh my God. This is an interesting story.
Stop giving Southerners a bad name with the incest talk.
I know. Well, that's what's awful. The last Thanksgiving I had with my parents, we were going through big boxes of pictures, and I found this old tabloid, and it had up in the right-hand corner, it had a picture of Mickey and a picture of Marilyn. And it never dawned on me. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't even think to ask this. Did Mickey know Marilyn? And my dad's like, did he know her? He was fucking her. And I'm like, what the fuck? And so they were having an affair. He actually had a picture of Marilyn inside of his locker sitting on a toilet in a hotel where they would hook up at and stuff. And so without even thinking, I told my parents, I said, you know, I've had two psychics tell me I was Marilyn Monroe in a past life.
Really?
So you know what that means?
Yes, I do. Girl, and I just looked up a picture of Mickey Mantle. Yeah. And let me just say,
hello.
I wish I was Marilyn in the former life. Okay.
Right?
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Incest. And so the best.
There's another story that's interesting about the Oscar nomination that was for both sexes at one time. When was this? What happened?
Yeah, I was in a movie called Confessions of a Womanizer with Gary Busey. That was a trip working with Gary Busey, as you can imagine.
Oh, God.
He's so sexy?
He is something else. I'll tell you that. He's something else.
He's definitely no Mickey Mantle.
No. No. But yeah, you know, it was a trip. The producers put me in for consideration, and since I identify as non-binary, they put me it was the first time that the Academy had kind of dealt with that kind of submission before, and so there was a lot of talks, a lot of dialogue to put me in consideration for both best actor and best supporting actor and best supporting actress categories. And for me, it certainly wasn't about getting the nomination, because I knew that wasn't going to happen. But it was about opening up the dialogue. And I was so happy to see just the other day, the Brit Awards are doing away with a bunch of the gendered categories. Because I think for a lot of non-binary people like myself, you kind of wonder, well, where do I go? Where do I fit in here? You know, because it would be very uncomfortable to be submitted in either one of those categories for someone like me. So it was just about opening up the dialogue really for me. And I was, you know, that was pretty cool.
I saw that movie with Gary Busey, and I was not concerned whether you got it in a male or female category. My issue with the nomination was best.
Well, yeah,
I didn't think they were very good in the movie. So whatever sex you want to call that, it just wasn't a good performance. But I was pleasantly surprised by the nutty and irreverent The Browns on TV now. And so I agree with Monet. It is a total, you know, win that you just started this kooky thing with a wig and a bag of weed and a bottle of wine, and you did it on Instagram, and Out TV picked that up, and it's now in its second season. Yes, I mean, to be honest, Peppermint also has a show on Out TV, so it's not exactly hard to get on there. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
That is Sherry Vine.
Sherry Vine, too. Oh, and my friends from the House of Venus, who we should have on here. But you have been wonderful guests. It's great catching up with both of you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Of course.
Thank you so much.
Bye, y'all.
Good luck with the show.
Bye.
Check out The Browns, everyone.
Done. What a lovely little interview, Bunny. I was surprised at how mean and nasty you got in there. But you know what? I shouldn't be surprised, because at this point, I come to expect it.
Well, I mean, Tammy and I actually do hang out.
I don't know if that's true. She didn't seem like that. That didn't seem true to me.
Well, we used to. But by the time this episode airs, we're kind of thrown off on our holiday season. Their show, a sitcom in five episodes, The Browns, is going to be on Amazon Prime. Right now, it is on Fruit TV in the UK and on Out TV in Canada. So,
but you can access Out TV here in America too, y'all. It's not just only Canada. You can access Out TV as well. It's just a predominantly Canadian channel. It is a Canadian channel, but you can access it online.
Yeah, I accessed it and watched Peppermint Show and just threw away my subscription. I was like, I don't even want a free trial. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I haven't seen it. But Peppermint does have a show along with Sherry Vine.
Call
and
me mother.
My Canadian friends, House of Venus.
Yeah, yeah. So make sure y'all be sure to check out Meet the Browns. And this has been another episode of Ebony and Irony.
Wait a minute, Monet. Why isn't someone pitching Ebony and Irony chat show to fucking Out TV?
I don't know. We should do that, right? Let's get the Ebony Irony chat show. That'll be cute.
I mean, is the universe telling us that we're less talented than Kelly, Tammy, Sherry?
Oh my God, maybe.
Peppermint and the House of Venus? I mean, because that's not a telegram I want to get.
Maybe. Maybe the universe is like, you old white bitch and you chubby, beautiful, slender black bitch.
Wait, chubby and slender? I mean,
it's called slim thick. It's called slim thick. This is beyond your comprehension. It's called slim thick, honey. It's beyond your comprehension.
Yeah. It's thick as in the... Yeah, no, I understand what the English mean when they say thick, and that's what you are. Dumb.
We need to get the Ebony Irony chat show up. And I like that you call it a chat show. That's better than talk show. A chat show sounds way more fun, darling. But if you're listening and you want to see the Ebony Irony chat show, just comment below, bitch. Let us know and pitch it to your friends.
Well, we did a few live episodes and they were well received.
Yeah, they were. They were.
Except for my face.
And I will be well receiving all afternoon. So if you're interested, send me a DM.
Gross.
desperate. I'm not desperate. I'm just happy.
Tis the season for a good stuffing.
Exactly. Until then, talk to y'all next time.
Bye.
A podcast network.